Good morning. Good morning. Please, thank you for joining us this morning. Our tag today is the God word of life is wisdom. Let us pray. Lord, I want to thank you for waking us up this beautiful day, Lord. Lord, our greatest happiness comes when we are fully centered in you, in your will. Then we see all of the goodness things in our lives. In moments of quietness and meditation, we review the blessings. We live in our own home with a loving family. We enjoy the warm fellowship of our Christian family. You have been good to us. Let us pray for the Diaz de Leon family, for this artist international opportunity. Pray for Dr. P.K. Robertson, her trip in Switzerland. Pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherfield and Dr. and her mother, Miss Josie, for their vision and the TMC call for the last 5 years plus. Thank you for the speaker going to download it in our telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Pray for the TMC family and guests that join us this morning. We want to pray for the sick and the shut in. Oh, Lord, let us pray. Let us pray. Go by the hospital this morning, Lord Jesus. Touch the people in the nursing home. Lord, pray for the bereaving family. They need you this morning, Lord. They need you this morning. Lord, of our wisdom, teach us how to be careful to do what is right. The eyes of everyone, especially you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, Minister Rob. Take it away. God bless you and have an awesome weekend.
Oh, thank you. God bless you also, woman of God. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag. God's word of life is wisdom. My name's Minister Robin, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I also welcome you to this awesome call, the Master's Call. Our call was founded in October 2010, by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on a scripture located in the book of Psalms, and it is Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what's going on with each one of us. We have a website for you, and our website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for this year is, and it's so, so true, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share word from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests, because that's what we are about, and or praise reports. Please feel free to submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, they will contact you. And many of us, we're part of a phenomenal company known as Artists International. It was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago, and we are now Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. And immediately following this call, we have the new morning motivational call. It's held Monday through Friday right after this call. It was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that are giving vital information. And let me give you that number. It is 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that is 641-715-3865. Well, I will come back and I'll repeat the same announcements later on, but I want to go ahead and tell you about this precious woman of God. She's one of our team members, and her name is Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown, she was born in New York City, and she currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering, and she was called into the ministry in the year 2000 as a lay minister, and she has continued with her studies. She has been ordained. She is also working on her PhD. She has a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is also the proud mom of a mighty man of God. Oh, forgive me. There has been a change. Today it is, and please forgive me about that. Today the change is we are going to hear from one of our co-founders, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This victorious woman of God, as I mentioned, she founded this call. She is the proud daughter of Mother Josie. She is our Mother Eagle. She teaches us. She leads us. She encourages us. And she is an awesome, awesome woman of God. So without any further ado, I will go ahead and bring the speaker forward. Speaker, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. We appreciate you hosting the call this morning. And a big shout out of thanks to Minister Cynthia for greeting and seating God's people on this beautiful day. So again, thank you, ladies, for doing what you do day in and day out. To all of our TNC family, good morning, good morning. We're honored to have you here on the call. We're honored that you're part of this vision, and as I've been reflecting and spending a lot of time fasting and praying these last couple of weeks, just realizing God's faithfulness as we're approaching almost 6 years, October 25th, of this call, and many things have come and gone during this time and this tenure, but we thank you for the consistent support and participation that so many of you all have given this call over the years. We don't take it lightly. We're so grateful that God positioned Dr. P.K. Roberts and I to have this assignment. This morning, I want to speak from a couple of angles, but consolidated into one. The theme that God dropped in my spirit at the very beginning of this year was in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And I want us to kind of chew on that a little while this morning. In 2016, through me, through you, each and every one of us need to be instruments of God's glory, needs to be the living epistle, should desire to be the minister in the marketplace. Each one of us individually should hunger for his word, for his presence, for his holiness. I was reminding my Bible study class that I teach on Wednesday nights. Remember, there is absolutely no group salvation. We are the body of Christ, but individually, name by name, one by one, we must all give an account. We must all do our individual part to be a part of the corporate body of Christ. So we need to make sure that in 2016, through me, put your name in it, God's glory, the power, the anointing, the wisdom of God should be revealed and seen in our going in and coming out. And how does that look when we think about this being the eighth month of the year? We started this journey with a roadmap throughout all of 2016, through me, God's glory being seen, all of us started out with some dreams, with some goals, with some aspirations. And I want to hit that pretty hard today, that we don't want to grow up and grow weary in well-doing as we're turning the curve on our home stretch toward the end of this year. That, again, each one of us should have a dream, a goal, a desire. But in 2016, God is only blessing, anointing, intervening in his ordained, divinely desired dreams. Yes, we've entered this season of manifestation of his glory like never before, but it is God's ordained dreams that are manifesting in our lives. See, as yielded, surrendered vessels, his kingdom comes, and his will should be done in our lives. That's that simple prayer from Matthew 6. He's downloaded into us. He stirs us up. He pulls back the veil of heaven and shows us the God-ordained dreams. Remember, this is the eighth month of the year. And as we know, the number eight means new beginnings. It means a new season. It means for many of us a new school season, a new position or repositioning, a new dream or refocusing of our dreams or refining of our dreams. So let's talk about how important it is to be sustained in our dreams, to not give up or give out, but to stay focused, to stay faithful. I want to blow a fresh wind, a rural wind, on those dreams today. And for some of us, we got to hit the restart button. For others, we just got to get refined. For others, we just definitely need to get refocused. And for some, we just need to get revitalized. And for others, yeah, we might need to be restored. But that number eight today, we're going to make sure we stay in the game. We want to make sure we stay on the road of our journey toward our dreams. And the dream is the belief. It's where you stand at the Alpha, and through the annals of fate, you see the Omega, the manifested dream. And yes, we've got to go from A, B, C, D all the way to X, Y, Z. And I don't want us, when some of us are at H and I, and others may have rounded O, P and Q, R, not to grow weary, but to keep dreaming. Because see, that D in dream is to dare to believe again. I want us this August to say, I'm not going to give up. See, for some of us, we got so frustrated, so overwhelmed, so derailed, so many distractions coming. But I want us to dare today to believe again. Defy all the odds. When you're dreaming, you're defying all the odds. When you're dreaming, you're going to do it anyhow. But the biggest component to dreaming is be determined and diligent. To be determined and diligent. So when we're looking at our restart, our new beginning of August, I want to let you feel the wind of the Spirit telling you, come on, the Holy Ghost and all of heaven's got your back. Get up, look up, let's go on, let's dare to believe again. I'm speaking to your spirit, tell your mind to hush with I can't, this one word, greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in the world. We're going to defy all the odds. We're going to do it anyhow. Why and how? Because we're going to stay determined and diligent. We're talking about dreaming this morning. And when we're dreaming and we're restarting in you and I to see it done again, that R in dream is we're going to reach for the stars again. See, some of us, we've been looking down, distraught, and discontented. I'm telling you to take your own hand, put it under your chin, and lift that head up and look up to the sky and do what Psalms 121 tells us, to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Reach for the stars again and always rise to the occasion. Don't you know cream rises to the top? Don't you know when you're deciding to determine to do it better, it'll make you rise above the fray? And as you're rising, rehearse and rejoice your victory. Already in your mind, see that dream manifested. Already in your mind, you know, the world calls it using your dream board, visualization. But I like what the Word of God says in Romans 4:17, to call those things that be not. That's rehearsing. That's rejoicing. And call those things that be not as though they were, because we're going to walk it out. We're not going to grow weary. We're refocusing. We're retooling. We're refueling today, because we're going to last our in dream respect our God-ordained dreams and visions. Oh, y'all hear little Aretha? Get a little respect in what God's showing you. Don't blow it off. You're talking about the Almighty God who put that God-ordained dream in you. He knew what you and I were made of when he gave us the dream. He knew what we were working with when he gave us the dream. He wants us to see ourselves expanding the border, our borders. An E in dream, we got to equip ourselves daily for success. In other words, evaluate it again. See, 8 means new beginnings. We're starting afresh. We're hitting that button saying, I don't care what it looks like in the past, even in my present. It may look like a mess, but because I'm hitting that button in the Holy Ghost today, I'm going to come out with a message that's going to set the captives free. Equip yourselves. One way you're doing it is by getting on these calls every day to hear fresh rhema, words from heaven. And as you're doing that, you're educating yourself. Always say on the morning motivational call, our new morning motivational call, we're educating ourselves and empowering ourselves. See, we're fueling ourselves. And the other side of that equal sign is it's called equipping ourselves to be the best we can be. And how do you educate yourselves? We study and we meditate on the Word of God, and we soar like the eagles we are because we embrace the truth in God's Word, and we make the truth repel all the darkness. See, light and darkness cannot hang out in the same place at the same time. So when you're educating yourself that you are that overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, when the enemy tries to put the doubt, the disbelief, the dismay in your heart, I am going to be Ebonic. I is an overcomer, and I'm going to win, because God made me some promises, and he's a God that cannot lie. I am not going to give up. I'm not going to give out. I'm going to embrace in that dream. I'm going to embrace the truth of God's word. What does that really look like? It looks like holding on, as old saints say, to the horns of the altar. It looks like when you don't know what to do, help me, Jesus. That's the old saints, H-E-P. Help me, Lord. You show me, God, the way. Speak to my heart. I'm embracing your word and your truth. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. When you're dreaming, you're going to embrace his word and lift that hand and say in surrender, I love you, Lord. I trust you. Lead and guide me. Ah, it'll drive out the darkness and help you spread those wings like that E in dream, being the eagle that you are. We ain't no turkeys on this line. You're not gobbling around. You're not a chicken hiding and hoping and not doing your part. You're an eagle. You spread those wings and soar and flying over the adversities, the challenge. It's not if it rains, it's when it rains. It's not when havoc comes. If havoc comes, it's when it's coming. But you are going to win. We read the back of the book. It's a fixed fight. When you're dreaming, expect the fiery darts to come. When you're dreaming, expect holy haters to show up. When you're dreaming, they expect even your flesh to say, I can't. And you better respond with all our heaven resounding, I shall, I can, and I will. Because you're an eagle. And that last E when you're dreaming, because you're going to endure it like a good soldier. You're not a wimp. You're not a quitter. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. All today, today I'm speaking to your spirit. Oh, this is the 8. Where it's a new day. It's a new season. It's a new beginning. Quit looking in the back behind you. That's why your rearview mirror is much smaller. And then you got the big open glass to look straight ahead. It's nothing but blue skies and opportunities. His mercies are new every morning. Yeah, you may have some war scars, but endure it like a good soldier. So scars will help you be the God-ordained star to reach that place called destiny so that you can maintain and sustain what God gives. So we're going to equip ourselves daily for success. We're going to eat the word, read the word, embrace ourselves around other believers, educate ourselves with the word of God, learn to be the best, embrace the truth of God's word. Say only what he says about you. Remember, you are an eagle. And when any other tendencies, characteristics, or attitudes try to show up, remind them, I left them down on the ground with the turkeys and the chickens. I'm up here. And if you can't climb higher, if you can't be more positive, productive, and proactive, you know where the turkeys and the chickens are. And then know that you're going to have to endure some things and understand that you will not grow weary in well-doing. All this morning, I'm reminding us in 2016, through me, through you, God's glory is being seen. When we shine the light, we are seeing more ignorance on parade in this political campaign, in the race relationships. We're seeing the exposure of light. Don't let it overwhelm you. No, God is refocusing, retooling, reevaluating, but utmost, he's making it line up. Remember who said years ago, I have a dream. Oh, it takes us having to sometimes walk through the nightmare of the reality of where God is going to carry us through the valley of the shadow of death on up to the mountaintop of our promises. What about the A in dream? We got to act like it's already done. Act like it's already done. You already see yourself successful. You already see yourself manifested. I told you, Romans 4:17, see yourself in the victory. See yourself. That dream lets you know where God wants to take you. Remember, Joseph had a dream, but he didn't see in his dream that he'd be thrown in the pit. He didn't see in his dream that because he was handsome, Potiphar's wife would get confused. He didn't see in his dream a prison ministry. He did not see any of that. He saw his brothers and family bowing to him in sheaves. So between the Alpha and the Omega, we have to keep refueling, refocusing, refining our hole on the altar that if God said it, that settles it. See, it is already done. And how are you going to get through those seasons? The anointing in that dream of Christ will dwell, and it will attract. The anointing will attract. Success attracts success. Destiny makers attract destiny makers. Those who are dream killers attract other dream killers. Don't be one. Get delivered today. Let the anointing destroy the yoke. Don't just sing about it. Be about it. That you want God's anointing on your life. And a lot of times when the anointing shows up and he shows us ourselves, all we can do is cry before the Lord, Lord, help me. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And as I conclude with the M of our dream today, all this is August. We're refueling. We're refocusing. We're repositioning ourselves. It's a new season, a new beginning. The M is, hey, when we get off this call, we got to take massive action. We've got to create the motion and the momentum. I call it my 3M to dream. My 3M to dream is learning first to master and then to model. Then you got to turn around and mentor. First, we got to educate. Master, you should be mastering your artist business. Queen Victoria gives us products of every day. Are you just still listening and not writing down nothing? not learning to become the expert in what you say you want to be is to artist for life, then you have to model it, being a product of the product, and then you've got to mentor others, duplication. That's the 3M to dream. That's how you get to platinum, royal platinum, and you keep the mind of Christ, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. I come from the land in Tulsa where Oral Roberts taught us to expect a miracle. In our dream, you're surprised when the miracle is taking so long. Take massive action by seizing every opportunity. See yourself daily on a mission with a mandate. That's why you hear me always coin the phrase to be a minister in the marketplace. What does that mean as I conclude? Do all that you can do and trust God to do what you cannot do. When we ask for the mind of Christ, then you get the strategies of Christ. You get the favor that comes from Christ. You get the provision that comes from Christ. You get the protection that comes from Christ. You get the prosperity that comes from Christ. When you get the mind of Christ, then your dreams will produce in your life the purpose of God for your life. In other words, expect a miracle. That's what dreams are made of. So as we conclude today with having in 2016, through you, through me, God's glory being seen, we're going to dare to believe, defying all odds. We're going to all reach for the stars and always rise to our occasion as we rehearse and rejoice respect. We're going to equip ourselves daily by educating ourselves, studying the Word of God, embracing the truth in God's Word. Remember, you're an eagle, and you're going to endure like a good soldier. And A, we're going to act like it's already done because we're anointed for success, and we're going to attract success to us. And then we're going to take the massive action, creating the momentum and the motion, because we got the 3M to dream team, learning to master, model, then mentor others. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. That's our word. That's our message. That's our motto. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Glory, glory, glory to God. That's why she's our mother eagle. Well, Pastor Dr. Vanessa, our mother eagle, I will be calling you back to just seal this powerful word. I'm going to go forward with our announcement. And please stay on the line because it is Friday, and we want to hear your praise report and your prayer requests. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness to us, Lord. Thank you for equipping us. Thank you for the woman of God, Father. Pour back into her. Fill her to overflowing, Father, with your knowledge and with your wisdom as she continues to teach the body of Christ, as she continues to love on us, Father God, and to love on those who don't even feel like they are loved. Bless Mother Josie, Father. We thank you that the Weatherspoon family is blessed. They are anointed. They are appointed. They are prosperous. They are successful. And, Lord, that they are protected by the blood of Jesus. So we thank you for that woman. We thank you for her family, and we love her. In the name of Jesus, and for those, Father, who need healing, we know your son Jesus is the healer. We've spoken your word. We believe your word. Your word is not going to be voided. Your word has gone forward, and we know that healing belongs to the children of God. So any type of disease, cancer, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, depression, any type of illness, it is not yours. Don't receive it. The word of God has set you free, and you are the healed of the Lord. And, Father, we thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, the Diaz de Leon family. They are protected by you, and we are all successful. We will dream, Father, in the name of Jesus. We will dream. Well, family, I want to go ahead and give you the playback number for today's message. You can dial 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And don't forget, we have our new morning motivational call. It's next, but if you can, stay on the line for your prayer requests and praise reports. But let me give you the motivational call number again. It is 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that awesome, awesome prayer and greeting for the body of Christ. And Dr. Pastor Mother Eagle, please come forward and seal this powerful word.
Thank you so much again to you and to Minister Cynthia and to our entire TNC family. We do not take it for granted how you get on this call each and every day. We appreciate you. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for another opportunity to speak and to plant seeds of truth into the hearts and minds of your people. Now, we thank you that we will dream again in this new season, these new beginnings. We'll embrace your truth. We'll remember this word, stir it up, take root, let it be watered so that there's a blossoming of a bumper crop in their lives of your destiny and your God-ordained manifestation, manifested promises in their life. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, let us go out rejoicing that we're equipped, we're armed, and we're ready to be that minister in the marketplace, full of dreams, full of ambition and opportunity, rooted and grounded in you, with full expectancy that you're going to do the exceeding abundantly above, more than we could ever ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dr. Vanessa. We're going into part two of our call, and the next voice you're going to hear is Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, sweetie. Well, we are excited, as always, about Fridays, and we always have the time that this call is structured to do, to be a place of prayer, to be a place of intercession. So as on our custom since the very beginning of this call, every Friday, we take time to hear your prayer requests. Definitely excited to hear your praise reports. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please hit *6 and then 1, and it'll bring you in the queue. We are continuing to pray for our beloved co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she is still in Switzerland, and we praise God that this has been a very good season for her, her body, and her whole process of healing. So let's continue to keep her in prayer, asking you to continue to lift up Sebla Ramsey with the homegoing of her brother. We want to keep her in Portland, Oregon, and all of them, her family lifted up. She is a very active artist distributor. And we just want God to be with her and her family during this time and this season. As always, we pray for our artist family. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family, our founding family, that you continue to bless them and keep them strong and give them the wisdom of God to continue to lead this company into our new season of artist life. And so we have so much that we know only God can do. 26 years did not come easy, and we are praying for 26 times 10 more for this company to be sustained. So that takes the prayers of the righteous to do so. So again, hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Camilla. Welcome to our Friday Master's Call. You're unmuted, 7467.
Hey, good morning. As always, I just want to say it's always a pleasure to be on the line, and I'm just thankful for the message this morning to remember that I'm an eagle. I know you remember the last few weeks I've been kind of down and crying and things of that nature about my son and my mother, but, you know, you hit it on the nail that when you are definitely going towards Christ, you got to expect the adversary to come. You got to expect to be attacked, and you got to continue to tell the devil you a liar. I did that this morning when I got up. The devil was trying to start with me. I said, not this morning. I'm about to get on this prayer line, and I'm going to continue to press forward and fly and pray for my mother and pray for my son. So I just ask that the prayer line continue to keep my whole family in prayer. And I'm expecting some victorious things to come my way. So I just thank you so much and love the whole prayer line.
Amen. Well, we love you too. And I got that down, woman of God. Thank you so much, as always, for calling in. All righty. We used to call her the praise and worship leader whenever we have conferences. This great woman of God is always there for us and truly is a worshiper's worshiper to lead others into the presence of God. Good morning, Minister Sharon Stowers. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Love you, Mother Eagle, and love Dr. BK and all of my TMC family. I don't have a prayer request today. I just have a praise report. Today is our 38th anniversary, and we just want to give praise to God that he has blessed us to be together for 38 years on today.
That
and we bless everybody.
Amen. 38th wedding anniversary. Amen and amen. Congratulations. And we will definitely be praying for an awesome day. You all are such a beautiful couple in Christ and the glory of the Lord. You know, her husband even plays Jesus in different plays. And it's just so much of the anointing of God is on their lives. So thank you for that. And we will definitely be lifting you all up in prayer as we celebrate 30 years of covenant. All right, is there anyone else to hit *6, then 1, and to come into the queue? We'd love to hear your prayer requests and your praise report. Remember the word tells us in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And it is way more than 10 on this phone line this morning. So as we lock and agree in prayer, the power of agreement is absolutely awesome. And that's why we want to know what to pray and how to pray one for another so that we can bombard heaven and see the breakthroughs come. All righty, 1061. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, and you?
I'm good, good. I'm actually wanting to drop in the queue. I definitely want to ask for prayer. I know you closed it out already with the benediction, hoping that the word you preached on this morning or provided this morning falls on good ground with everyone that heard it. I definitely want to touch an agreement on that, and I also would like to request that for the next or this upcoming fast that I have, I am most definitely looking for God to show up and show out and just move like never before.
All right. Upcoming fast. I was reading and studying about that yesterday. Was so relieved he didn't tell me I had to go on one immediately, but I know it's coming. So, all right, he touched you. So we're going to pray for upcoming fast.
I'm on it now.
Okay,
it doesn't expire until Sunday even. So.
Okay, man. For God to move mightily. All righty, we got it, we got it, we got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, woman of God. We'd be honored to pray for you. All right, is there anybody else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Again, all you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it will drop you into the queue. That is what we are here for. As we always say on the beginning of the call, we dedicated each and every Friday to hear from you. All righty, 8473, good morning. Welcome to the call. Is this Mother Eleanor?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be on each and every morning. Good morning, TMC family. I have a prayer request for a very dear friend. She is 84 years old, and she is a dear friend of mine. She came up with, and she didn't even know that she had pneumonia. Mm-hmm. She said that she was just feeling weak, and she drove her own self to the hospital, and they kept her for several days, and she is now at home alone. And when I called her yesterday to check on her, she sounded so very very weak, and I told her I would ask prayer for her. And I want to ask, I just recently lost a brother that had pneumonia. Apparently, he didn't know that he had pneumonia. And
now, what was your friend's first name, Mama Eleanor?
Lenora Grant, and she is 84 years old. I'm sorry, I didn't give her name.
That's all right.
Lenora Grant. And
I'm sorry. So go on.
And I'm just wondering about this pneumonia situation, because apparently it doesn't give you no big warning. That's what she said. She said that she just felt excessively weak. And that's it. That's all I have. I just want us to bombard heaven on her behalf. She's truly a dear friend of mine.
We will consider it an honor. Will do, will do. You know, that's why they call it that walking pneumonia, because a lot of times people think they just have a bad cold, and it's a lot more serious. And for the elderly, it's definitely nothing to be played with. That's why they always encourage them to watch their diet. And some believe in flu shots, some don't, but just to take the precautions. So we will definitely lift up my sister, Lenora. All righty. We got another one. You came up anonymous. I don't know who you are, but I just unmuted you. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Okay. You're unmuted. Let's try it again. You're unmuted.
Good morning.
There we go. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. I have been enjoying this.
Who are you? We'd love to know who you are.
I'm sorry. My name is Christine, and I was invited by Minister Ada Grace.
Amen.
Today, she has been a real mentor for my daughter who works in D.C., And I am requesting prayer on this morning that I will be led and obey God for my next assignment. I'm in need of a job, but I do want to obey God in that area, that I just wait on him and I obey him, and that I go to my next assignment where he wants me to be, that the door opens where he wants it to open.
All righty, we got it.
I'm in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, in Memphis. Yeah, we love our Minister Ada, and she is all over on that train. So we pray.
She's a blessing.
Yes, all right. That's so good, and please join us again. We're honored to have you on the call this morning. Praise God. And we've got that prayer request down. I tell you, we have just been so blessed over the years how many different people come on the board and from all over the country. So, again, I see my Philadelphia friend on and others from New York, and I even see some out-of-the-country numbers this morning. Praise God. All right, so, again, before we want to definitely have you hit star 6 and 1 if you want us to have your prayer request or praise report before we corporately go to the Lord in prayer. That is what we're here for. As we always say at the beginning of every call, God touched Dr. PK's heart and mind to undergird artisan prayer. But that's all he showed us, and didn't realize how big the mission and the mandate would become. But we consider it an honor. And we thank God for each and every one of you. All righty, well, no cue. So we will go on and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to come into your presence, to glorify your name, to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you for these, your dear brothers and sisters, on the line today, that you've given them a heart and a mind to even get on this call, to come together, 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 as you've called the eagles, together, to soar higher in truth and love for you. So we thank you that we do have your mind and your heart, as you told us in Hebrews 4, to come boldly into the throne room where we can, in your presence, in that place, obtain the grace, the mercy that is needed. We thank you for your hand of favor and love and strength being on this call and on our lives individually. So we thank you today that you are the God that hears all and answers all prayer. We thank you that you said in Isaiah 55:11 that not one word that we pray will return void. So we thank you with that confidence, with that spirit of expectation and anticipation. We submit these petitions, these requests to you. Now we thank you for our co-founder, Dr. Pakola Kate Roberts. Continue to touch her body. We send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her there in Switzerland. Oh, we call those lungs renewed. We call them not just restored, but even better than before. We call her mind even renewed with rest and peace in this season as she is there. And we thank you that we cover her home and her family back in Monticello, Mississippi, and even her son there in Colorado Springs. We speak a blood hedge of protection around them while she is away. We thank you for this great company, Artists International, that has knitted our hearts together in Christian love. We thank you that you use this as a tool, as a thread, to knit our purposes, our dreams, and our destinies as one. And by the thread of your love, it has called us together. We thank you, Father, that we lift up the founding family, the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you that over 26 years ago, you touched Antonio Diaz de Leon's heart, and he took the vision and the mandate and the mantle to walk this company out, to be with it through the good times, the bad times, but through the consistency and the persistency, we are still here today. We lift him up, strengthen him 70-plus years, and remind him that even now he will not grow weary in well-doing. It's a new season of artist life for this company, and continue to stir up the vision, the dreams, the wisdom of God inside of this founding family. We call them blessed that they boldly decree that Artists is a Christian company, that Artists is a Christian health and wellness company, that our mantra, our tenets of belief, our first faith in you. God, many companies don't boldly decree their belief in you, but Antonio Diaz de Leon made a covenant with you, made a commitment to you over 26 years ago to lift up the name of Jesus first. So let faith always be the foundation, and family, that we are familiar, that we are our brother and sister's keeper, and that it would create, promote, demonstrate a lifestyle that glorifies you. So we speak the blessings of God on the Diaz de Leon family. And Father, let the master's call always be a place where prayer goes forth for this company, for this family, for our vision, our dreams, and our destiny. We lift up the corporate office and the platinum, the royal platinums, and the leadership, all the way down to the advisor who said, I want to be a part last night. All of us encompass us with your love. We thank you that we send words of comfort to Selma Ramsey. Father, I thank you that as her brother has transitioned, you give her the peace and comfort. She loved you, Lord. She loved you with all her heart. So I thank you that let her feel the prayers of her artist family. Let her feel the prayers of the righteous during this time of transition. Now we speak the peace of God into Sebla. We speak the comfort that can only come from you. Father, just knit the family, her rich heritage is being from Ethiopia, her rich story, her testimony of what you've carried her and her family through during this time. Remind them of your goodness, and that even in the days and weeks ahead, let them find comfort in you. Father, we lift up Camellia. We thank you that we continue to pray for her relationship with her mother and her son, Artel. We call this young man a warrior for you. We curse the assignment of the enemy that would try to snatch him out of your hand, but he belongs to you. And Father, we, even with the relationship with her mom, what the devil is meant for bad, God, turn it around for your glory and her good, that we call their relationship blessed. We call it peaceful. We call it a Titus relationship of the mother pouring in love and joy and peace and wisdom into her daughter. She may not see it now, but we decree it with eyes of faith that it is done. We celebrate with Minister Sharon and Brother Kenneth 38 years of covenant marriage, 38 years of trusting in you, 38 years of being committed in word and deed to each other. Bless that union. Continue to let it be a model of marriage, to be a testament and a testimony to many. Now, Father, today we ask for special blessings of love to be showered upon this couple, that the desires of their heart be met even in special ways as they celebrate 38 years. Minister Sharon has prayed for so many, been a pillar to so many, been a place of encouragement for so many. Now, I ask for that bumper crop harvest back in her and Kenneth's life today and in years and many years to come, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for Ashley. We pray for the fast that she's on. You said in Matthew 17:21 that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. The 1-2 punch, like the two-step system of praying to you, seeking you, dying to flesh, getting the mind of Christ. And as we fast, as we go into that secret place, the Holy of Holies, revelate to Ashley your heart, illuminate to her understanding your strategies, manifest in her life your promises. Father, as she has turned her plate down and spending this quality time with you, I thank you that this fast creates the breakthroughs in heaven, the shackles having to be released and broken, and all the things, the fiery darts that the enemy has hurled against her. This fast holds up that shield of faith, and every fiery dart falls null and void. I thank you for the breakthroughs. I speak Jehovah Nissi, the banner of victory in Ashley's life. God, move mightily. Show up and show out in ways that she's never even imagined. This time, Daddy God, that Ephesians 3:20, I ask you to do the exceeding abundantly above. Ashley can think big, but do it even bigger than she could even think. The breakthroughs, the answered prayers, the manifestation of your glory, in Jesus' name. Now, we thank you for Eleanor, all her love for you and her being such a warrior, a fighter. We just ask that we call out Lenora Grant, and pneumonia is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel the assignment of pneumonia. We speak the Jehovah Rapha to every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every organ of her body. Oh, give her that blood transfusion from the cross. Lord, I thank you that we call her the healed and whole. We give her strength where she has been weak. Father, healing where the enemy has trespassed. I thank you for the praise report that shall come of her not only just feeling better, but being totally restored, renewed, and refreshed in you. Father, I thank you for our dear sister Christine. Thank you that she's asking for your guidance. You said in James 1:5 that if we lack wisdom, we can ask it of you, and you'd give it to us liberally. You have the God-ordained employment for her. You have the God-ordained career opportunity for her. You have the God-ordained door that she is to walk through. So I thank you that we lead on your word in Psalms 37, that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And though Christine may feel that she has fallen or is in between jobs, she is not utterly cast down, because you, Lord God, uphold Christine with your hand. You promised at the end of that chapter like Abraham. You have been young and now I'm old, but yet have you never seen the righteous forsaken or its seed. Christine is your seed today, begging bread. So I thank you for provision. I thank you for direction. I thank you for awakening, quickening in her spirit the way she would go. Download now the strategies from heaven that she will hear and obey the God-ordained opportunity you have for her. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, for all the spoken and unspoken prayer requests, oh, I know you hear them, and I know you are intervening. I know you are showing up and showing out in 2016 through each and every one of us. Ah, let the glory of the Lord, Father, let your power be revealed in our lives. Let your anointing destroy every yoke off of our lives. Oh, let the sensitivity of increase in great measure in our lives, and we hear your voice with a new fine tune, with a new accuracy, with a new precision that is so on time and on target that we will hear your voice and the voice of a stranger. We shall not follow. Obedience, we speak into our spirit. Father, we're dreamers, and now we're ready to do our part to walk it out. We do not allow ourselves to grow weary in well-doing. All we're going to press on for the prize of the high mark of calling in you, that you called us to a place called destiny. You called us to a place called purpose. You've given us a dream like Joseph, and we will and we shall see the manifestation in our lives. So we thank you for this time of intercession. Stir up the gifts of God in each and every listener on the line. Give us the eyes of faith, God. Be remind us in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith, not by sight. Remind us in Revelation 12:11 that we are, not we hope to be, not just in case, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is we win with our dream. The word of our testimony is we will not grow weary in well-doing. The word of our testimony is greater is he, 1 John 4:4, that's inside of us than any demonic forces in the world. The word in our mouth is that we are the head and not the tail. The word of our mouth is that we are the righteous in you, and that you are giving us the clean heart to pursue, to sustain and maintain a place of victory in you. So we seal this time of intercession, and we'll only say what the word says about us. We seal in this time of prayer a heart full of hope, trusting in you, leaning not on our own understanding. No matter how jacked up it may look, no matter how messed up it may feel, no matter how hopeless it may be appearing to be, in you, we're going to rise up like an island in the sea. Oh, God, you dropped in my spirit to pray for those people in Baton Rouge, to pray for those people who are going through this time of devastation. Father, I thank you that stories, testimonies shall come of you being the provision, you being the vision. We pray for this election. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. God, you'll instruct us who to vote for, what to do. Father, we pray against the spirits that would try to take over in this land. We curse the spirit of racism. We sever the spirit of sexism. God, you've used all men and women, boy and girl, mightily in your word throughout history. God, we all these demonic, diabolical spirits that are not of you, we sever their assignment at the root and send it back into the pit of hell. You told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, we are your people today, if my people, we're your people who believe and dream the God-ordained dreams, if my people who are called by my name, we are humbling ourselves and we are praying. God, we're seeking your face. We're turning from our wicked ways. And we know as we do our part, you made the promise that when you would forgive all these sins of this land, and you would, Father, heal this land. So as we've prayed individually, as we've prayed corporately, we go rejoicing knowing it's already done. We go going, praising you, knowing we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We can shout now. We go praying, decreeing, and declaring that your kingdom is coming and your will is being done in this land. So we seal it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it's done by the blood of Jesus, and with full confidence. Thank you for the manifestation and the demonstration in our lives individually and corporately as believers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out, be blessed, dream big, believe big, and know you're achieving big. Because as God's dreamers, we know it's a fixed fight and we win. Be blessed. Have an awesome weekend. Until we see each other again. Bye-bye.